This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Nancy Pelosi is supporting congressional authorization for war, or at least military strikes, against Syria. The same Nancy Pelosi that calls abortion in America sacred ground and attempts to block congressional action against painful late-term abortion tells her grandson that hundreds of children dying in Syria does justify congressional action. Benjamin Jealous is resigning leadership of the NAACP 2 years short of his original contract. Under his 5-year tenure, the group has been transformed into an abortion advocacy organization. During that time, Mr. Jealous has turned an apparent blind eye to the apparent eugenic targeting of black pregnancies, yielding a disproportionate ratio of abortions among blacks. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. In other news, an opinion piece at lifenews.com reflects how Planned Parenthood once faced a Reagan administration gag rule prohibiting options counselors under Title X funding from referring women for abortions. The piece points out how times have changed. For every one woman at Planned Parenthood who chooses adoption, 391 clients are steered to the one option that is financially beneficial to Planned Parenthood, abortion. And a pro-life group is warning that the White House is preparing to break the law to fund abortions for congressional staff via Obamacare. This has been Life News Radio.